We now join Reverend Dr. Eldon Hayward and the Union Baptist Church family in services already in progress.
Father in heaven, you are the light. You are the beacon of hope. You are the lifeline to a dark world. So God will be lifted up and glorified. Isn't it good to know how important you are? Doesn't matter what people say about you. It matters what God thinks and says about you. Amen. Because people can be discouraging. But we need those discouraging people. Yes, we do.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Keep us blessed.
You do. You need that negative folk to come up in your face. You need it to help build your strength and shape your character. You need that because the Bible says all things. I'm just going to talk a little bit today. All things come together. You mean because somebody get on my nerve, all things works together. You mean that when somebody just put their hand on their hip and said, let me move that neck and say, let me tell you something, all things works together. I'm sick and I'm doing this for the Lord, for the kingdom, and I'm doing the best I can, and I get pushed back, I get stepped on, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord, and sometimes we disagree with all those things.
That's right.
But it's for God's purpose if you love the Lord.
Oh,
yes. There's a story Jesus told in the Bible, a true story. And he said these words. I'll give you these words that he said, and then I'll give you the backdrop. He said in Matthew chapter 13, verse 30, he said, let them both grow together.
Oh, yes.
And at harvest time,
yes,
I will say to the harvesters, the angel, gather the tear, the weed, bind them together in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat into my barn to live forever.
Yes.
Matthew chapter 13, verse 30. Jesus says, let them both grow together until harvest. Harvest is not yet, but harvest is coming. And when harvest gets here, it is not your responsibility to judge. It's not your responsibility. It's not my responsibility to separate. Jesus said, I will. I will say to the harvesters, the angels, get those tears and bind them together to be burned. And then gather the wheat into my barn. I want to talk today about just leaving it alone. Leave it alone. How do you justify this message, Pastor? I justify the message because if you get the backdrop to the story, the story is that the master, who is Christ, had his followers to plant some good seeds. Amen. We are his followers. We are planting good seeds, encouragement, God's word daily. And let me give you the familiarity of planting. These servants went and cultivated the land. They made the rows in the fields. And they went and they dropped the good seeds in each row. And they fertilized the seeds. And I don't know how long, but time will tell when the girl, when the seed gets ready to come up, it breaks the earth. And you can see the indication that the seed is growing. They went out and they popped and looked at the seed and they anticipated a great harvest. And then they went back a few days later, Sister Vigna, and something strange happened. What was strange is that there was a weed growing as well, right next to the wheat. It was so much blend in that they could not make the distinction, the weed from the tares. Person could come in the pulpit and preach like Paul. Young person can sing like an angel, but you have no idea, brother, it's a weed out there. Right. I'm just trying to tell you what the Lord gave me to give to you today and myself as well. Yeah. And so therefore, being the servant were concerned, all the work we put into getting this wheat up, all the long hours we did, all the watering, all the money we spent for fertilizing, and all of a sudden, you mean to tell me, where did the grass, where did the weed come from? So they went to the master and said, Master, didn't we plant good seed? Then where did the weed come from? The master said, while we were sleeping. While we were sleeping, and I want you to know, sleeping is not restricted to physical sleep or rest. Sleeping is when we don't study God's word. Sleeping is when we leave God's business alone. Sleeping is when you deny yourself the fellowship. Sleeping is when you sidestep God's word.
Yes.
Devil comes in.
Old
folks used to say, well, adult folks used to say, an idle mind is a devil workshop. That's why the Bible said we have to be vigilant and awake constantly, because the master told his servant, while we were sleeping, the enemy came in and planted discouragement, discord, confusion. Enemy looks for opportunities to come in and to discourage you.
Oh, yes.
To get your mind off of what's positive.
That's right.
To get your mind off of God and put your mind on the possibility of your own thinking. And so the servant says, well, I have the answer. The answer is, we'll go and pull up the weeds from the wheat.
Yes.
Master said, no, don't do that. Because in doing so, even though your aspiration is good and honorable, don't do it, because in the midst of pulling up the weeds, you're going to uproot the wheat. So in other words, he said, leave it alone.
Amen.
Just leave it alone. Let the wheat and the tear grow together. Pastor, I don't understand. when good and evil gets together, when good and evil come to the house of God, when good and evil gets into the pulpit, yes, the pulpit is not immune from evil entering it. When good and evil comes together, the hope is that if evil stay around goodness long enough, you understand, what I'm saying? If evil stay around goodness long enough, just maybe the evil will be transformed into what's right. So that's why he said, let the weak and the tear grow together. Well, Pastor, what does the message teaches us? Listen to it. Let the wheat and the tear grow together. And at harvest time, being that harvest time is not yet, it teaches us patience. Because if we go in and we make the determination that because you are not walking like I walk, you are not living like I live, you are not singing the song I sing, I am going to uproot you. Bible said, leave it alone. Even though your intentions are good, that you could cause great harm to the kingdom of God.
That's right.
So therefore, what should we do, Pastor?
Jesus.
We should keep on planting good seed. We should keep on singing God's song.
Yes.
We should keep on walking the straight and narrow path. Yes. We should keep on uplifting those who are weaker than we are.
Yes.
We gotta pray for them. And then we got to be patient and wait for harvest time. So not only that, he teaches us patience. It teaches us dependence. What do you mean dependence? Dependence that God, that Jesus is going to take care of. The Bible said, during harvest time, I will give the instructions what is now going to happen to the weed and the wheat. Why should he give the instruction? Because he knows the end from the beginning. So he knows what to do when you don't know what to do. He's already figured out what it's going to be like. And you're trying to figure it out when God has already done it.
Yeah.
So therefore, he said, just leave it alone. That sickness that just won't seem to go away, Brother Al.
Amen.
You got to leave it alone.
Yeah.
Because all those things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. So let them grow together.
Oh, yeah.
And when the Lord see that you had longed long enough, when the Lord see that you have cried long enough, when the Lord determined that I am going to let you get some relief now, I will do it. So leave it alone. Don't put your hand into something that you have no idea how the outcome is going to show up. He said, let them move. He's really not talking about the grass in the field reply.
All right.
Or the weed in the field reply.
Okay.
He's talking about those who comes into the house of God.
Amen.
Everyone does not come to give him praise.
Amen.
The devil is present just like God is present.
All right.
And so therefore, if we decide to pull up those who we fear don't know God,
right,
we can discourage those who does know God. So we just got to leave it alone.
Amen.
Not only that, it teaches us patience.
Yes, sir.
And not only that, it teaches us dependence.
All right.
It promised a healthy revolution.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean it promised a healthy revolution? Because when Jesus decides to fix it,
all right,
it will get fixed.
Yes, it will.
When Jesus comes to a situation or circumstances, when Jesus lays his hand on a situation, you don't have to worry about, is it going to get better? Jesus said, when I come into the equation, I am going to get my wheat, my children, under the wings of God. I'm going to shelter them. I'm going to lead them. I'm going to direct them. Because they are wheat. Don't worry about the tear. Leave the tear alone. If you go back to the Old Testament, the Bible said, don't worry about the wicked. Because the wicked will soon be cut off. So why should I worry if you don't walk like I walk? You're going to stand before God for your own self. Every word that comes out of your mouth, it is you who have to say, Lord, it is me, Lord. Leave it alone, children. Don't trouble yourself with things you cannot change. Leave it alone. Just don't let the tear cause you to lose your weakness. You gotta hold tight. You gotta hang on and say, I know that Jesus will fix it. I got a feeling everything. Y'all are helping me. Put your hand together, let's give God a praise. Don't worry about things you cannot change. Your aspiration and intentions are good. You want to do the right thing. You want to be right. You want to do right. And that's what we should do. But if it doesn't look kosher to you, don't jump before you look. Make sure. How do I help myself, Pastor, to make sure? What does the Lord want me to do? Look what the servant did. The servant went back to the master. So what we ought to do? Go back to him. Lord, what do you want me to do? What I see, what I feel, how should I handle it? And wait for him to answer you.
Amen.
Pastor, when he answers me, he has to answer you. He has no alternative because when he said, come unto me, all of the time and the heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. That's not only when you're getting ready to die. It's when you're resting between two opinions and I need the answer. He had to answer you. Then he might say to you, go ahead, pull this or pull that. Or he might say, go pray. But then if he said, leave it alone, you got to live it. Even though it doesn't look good to you, you've got to understand it. Because you have no idea what his purpose. We do know that God decides. And he said, I want all to be in good health,
yes,
and prosper. But by what means would God do it? Let them both grow together and at harvest time, Jesus says, I will. So in other words, Deacon McFadden always said, he's saying to this, stay in your lane. I know what to do. Don't you think God know how and who's challenging you? Don't you think God knows what troubles you? Don't you think God knows your thoughts? But don't put your hands on it. Go to God. If you see evil, pray for that individual. Pray for those individuals. Let God work it out. Because they may be evil today. There's no telling what's going to happen tomorrow. They may be a thief all through their life. But when they realize that harvest time comes, I got to quit. The guy on the cross next to Jesus, he was probably at feet all his life. But then when he was on the cross, nails in his hands as well, dying on Calvary cross, he realized it was harvest time. So he went to the master and said, Lord, remember me when you get into your kingdom. My brothers and my sisters, there's some things you just got to leave it alone. You want it to be saved. God wanted us to be saved. Nothing you could do. Nothing I could do. But didn't Jesus fix it? Can I get a witness? He fixed it on Calvary cross. You would have said, I might have said, don't crucify my Lord and Savior. Because he's done nothing wrong. And if God had granted that thought, we all would be on our way to hell in a handbasket. But Jesus fixed it on Calvary cross. And when he got up, in all power, he gave that power to his children. So whatever comes before you that's not pleasing, leave it alone. And go to the master. And he'll take care of it. So there's nothing you can do. You're frustrated. You toss and turn. You call up your church sister. Your church brother. And the devil get an opportunity to sneak in there.
Amen.
And drop a few unsavory seeds. In your spirit. Your whole night messed up.
Amen.
You trying to fix something that you can't fix. Don't get me wrong. I'm not condoning anything that go against the word of God. But it's a thing you just got to leave it alone. It's a thing you got to leave it alone. I look at it and say, I can't touch that. So Michael had to do it. Don't touch, you can't touch whoever said it. You have to just simply read it for yourself. The servant, the master said, no! Don't put it up because you can't identify the weed from the wheat. People get dressed up. Man, that robe sure looks nice. Fits you so good. Only God knows the heart. So just leave it alone. Pray for one another. Challenge somebody. I do believe all that are here have accepted the Lord, but we still must open the doors of the church and offer an opportunity to come candidate for baptism on your Christian experience. for a letter or a restoration. Don't assume that you can just slide in. You'll be amazed what will hinder you down the road. And when it comes back to you, and then the Holy Spirit brings to your remembrance, you've heard the opportunities, but you refuse. So therefore, that's on you. So, would anyone? Day two. Lord, I've done what you instructed me to do.
Yes, sir.
It's painful, brothers and sisters, to see something you disagree with and you believe is ungodly because of the word, and you want to fix it. That's good. But I caution you.
To our listening audience, we thank and praise God for you. As a help to your Christian journey, Reverend Dr. Eldon Hayward has written a book entitled Learning to Love God. To obtain your copy for a small fee, please visit Amazon.com. Learning to Love God is also available on Kindle. Be encouraged and be blessed.
The Union Baptist Church family and Pastor Hayward hope that today's message has been a blessing to you. Invite you to praise and worship with our church family. Our church motto is, we are the church that sits beside the road, where everybody is somebody and God.
Reverend Dr. Eldon Hayward and the Union Baptist family invite you every Sunday for school at 9:45 a.m. and morning worship at 11:15 a.m. Bring the family to Union Baptist, 4428 Piggly Wiggly Drive, North Charleston. Visit Union Baptist Church, sc.org. I am Reverend Dr. Eldon Hayward, and remember, you are not alone.